Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. Listen, I am your host, Queen Lady Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, I am so grateful to be a child of God. You know, when I read my word, I'm learning that, you know, I have to do a better job applying the word. So God is such a big concept sometimes for me to digest, because, you know, I've never encountered good in this positive way. And God's goodness is having a positive impact on every part of me. I'm saturated with his goodness. And I'm like, okay, God is so good. Then why is it that we run away from what good is? Like, we ask everyone in our lives to be good to us without asking those that are in our lives to be submitted to the good God. Listen, good only comes from good. Right? If a person has a negative mind and they're bad to you, you can't tell someone that has a negative mindset and bad behaviors to be good to you, because they don't have anything to pull from. A negative mind can't just pull from a negative mind and say, oh, okay, I'm going to change my ways to treat someone better. Okay? Bad cannot be good, and good cannot be bad. Not when we're talking about a God, when we're talking about spirit and truth, right? So if you want someone to be good to you and have a love offering every time they come and encounter you, then the only way that they could do that is if there is an engagement to God, the Father. So what I'm saying to you is, a lot of the things that's happening in our lives is because we are in agreement to be in chaos. And so our lives are in ruins is because we have an expectation of people that cannot fulfill us, because they're not in the fulfillment of living in spirit and truth. And that means being guided by kingdom principles. But those that are guided by the word of God, then we know that our light affliction is working for us. But see, those that are living in darkness and you know, serving a different master, which is darkness, which is night, which is Lucifer, then your affliction is heavy. Right. It's like, OK, you go and you get your partner to understand finally, after 7 years later, what you were saying 7 years ago. That's heavy. You got this child that's screaming, throwing a tantrum. You're like, oh, my gosh, where is the peace in your mind? That's heavy. You go to your job and no one can find the good in you, and you're giving, giving, giving. That's heavy. You go into your home and everything is falling apart, and you just seem like you're just dumping so much of yourself and your services and your resources into this home. That's heavy. Now let's come out of darkness. Come on. And let's walk over to the people in the kingdom of light. Now, instead of it being heavy, they have light affliction. That's working for their good. Okay, they have a partner, and their partner there's misunderstandings, right? And all they have to do is get on their knees and pray. That's light affliction. All right, their son and daughter is straying away, and they want to go over to serve the other master. And then, you know, the family, they fast. And the child just wakes up like, oh, that was a stupid decision, mom or dad. I don't want to do that any longer. I can't. I don't know what happened, you know, but, you know, I was not in my right state of mind. That's light affliction. Working together for the good of those that love the Lord and lean not on their own understanding. All right. The person that's in God, when they encounter hardships, you know, the inner darkness is going to take their best shot at light because they have light affliction. Darkness and those of heavy affliction comes and try to attack those with light affliction because they're like, why is it so heavy over here? And how do you have so much peace and joy over there? It is because of what we have submitted ourselves to. And see, I know that a lot of people cannot get on board with the God concept because they're like, well, my mom died, my dad died, and then, you know, everyone was in a car accident, and then I was the only one to live. Man, there is purpose behind pain. Right? You don't know the heart of those people. You don't know that if God did not take them at that moment, what their decisions would have been later in life if they had not gone away prematurely. Listen, when you have people in heavy affliction, you know, we step back and like, I can't believe they made that sad decision. Yeah, I can. Because when you cannot find peace of mind, when you cannot find joy within, when you don't feel loved, all you feel is hate, you would do things, you would say things, you would use your fist in aggression. You will take that things that don't belong to you. Why? Because you don't see life getting easier for you. But see, there is something about the people that are living in light and day, right? They have a king that has, you know, structure and strategy to help us with every battle. And so we're not going through the battlefield of the mind alone. And as we're, you know, pursuing God, you know, people that are stuck in misery, they like to come and distract those with light affliction because they're like, I don't want to go to church. I don't want to read my Bible. I do not want to pray. I don't want to walk away from the lifestyle. Come on, somebody, that's keeping me in bondage. But I want to be associated with those with light affliction. Because I'm thinking that maybe I will be afflicted less. Listen, you can't outsmart God. God knows your heart. He knows exactly what you're up to. And listen, everyone has to come to God for themselves. You have to know God for yourself. You can stand in the room of 10 healers. A room full of 10 balancers, a room of 10 prophets, but you still have to go seek ye first the kingdom of God for yourself. That's the one thing I love about God, is that God knows himself in such a way that he never wavers on his boundaries or his standards. Oh yeah, you're going to get over here to light affliction, but you're going to seek me every single day. You're going to be in that word morning and night. Why? I sent my son to die for you. I had to sit and watch my son be crucified all because you all were wicked, including myself. There was nothing that Jesus did for someone to spit in his face. We can't even handle when people talk to us crazy. Just think about multiple people spitting on you. And then you on the cross and you asking God to forgive them. And Jesus hanging from the cross like, man, this is light affliction. He could do anything through God the Father. And when he died, and when those people that had just mocked him, flogged him, and they saw that the veil was ripped, they're like, oh my God, that was really the Son of God. That's what's going to happen when we get to the point when we hear the trumpet sounds. We're like, wow. So that Bible stuff was real. You telling me you cannot tell that this Bible stuff is real based off all the hell we see in our lives. We are a different type of people that will hang on to disbelief that there is a creator, but still pray for him in our hardships, pray to him in our hardships. That's a different type of unstable mind. That you will hear how good God is, but you won't do what God asks you to do to be good for your family. So we'll subscribe to Lucifer's darkness to really be destroyers of our legacy. Because truthfully, people, it doesn't matter if you are a man or woman in your home if you're leading your family to hell. The only way that you can save your family and be good for your family is if you're submitted to something bigger than the concept of you. If you are the builder of everything around you, what does that mean? Everything at your hand can crumble. So you were one decision away of destroying your family. But see, with those with light affliction, we can fall down and get back up seven times with light affliction. Because we're coming back up. When we get back up, we're coming up with repentance. See, but when those with heavy affliction, when they get back up, they're coming up, they're more angry. And they're angry with themselves. Like, how can I not hold this family together? Why don't I have control of circumstances? Because, you weren't designed to be the creator. You're just creation. You're just dust. At the end of the day, why do we want to do God's job? We can't go to the ocean and say, I'm just going to fold the ocean up and put it in my pocket. We can't go to the sky and say, I'm just going to fold the earth, fold the firmament up and go back to darkness. Only person can do that is God. The only thing that has everlasting and everlasting love, from everlasting to everlasting love, is God. The only person that has everlasting to everlasting knowledge is God. So when I realized that I was having heavy affliction, I had to turn to my kids and say, listen, we're going to try something different. They were like, what are we going to do, Ma? What are we changing? I said, well, I'm about to go, seek God. And they're like, what? But you already a good person. I was like, no, but I'm suffering on the inside. Like, even being here for y'all is a lot for me. I don't know how to be here for y'all and myself simultaneously. Like, I feel like I want to give up. And, you could pretend so much with your family, but listen, when you're tormented when you wake up and tormented when you're going to bed, bro, you have to chill out and say, everyone sit down for a family meeting. I know that we say we don't believe. I know that we say we believe in this God. I know we say we ain't going to believe in this because of these dead babies or the Holocaust or we were enslaved for 40 years and we're not going to believe that man wrote the Bible. Listen, when you get to the point that you cannot find peace in you, that, being intimate don't bring peace anymore, that the money that you're bringing home doesn't bring peace anymore, that having health doesn't bring peace anymore. When you're surrounded with so much chaos and hell in your mind, you're going to get to a point where that heavy affliction is not worth it. That you'll get to, like that woman, 12 years in, she tried everything but God. You will crawl to God. Listen, I used to be at the altar. I was laid out like a drunk at the altar. I'm like, bro, what is this going on inside of my body? I cannot get rest. And when I got to that point of being honest, my kids were in the congregation. They were just watching me. I would raise my hand and I would just cry tears. I lost tears. Listen, I was so backed up with anger, so backed up with hatred. I was so backed up with worry, fear, that it wasn't until I just had to cry. I had to get into the room of strangers and be like, listen, I don't even care that I'm broken at this point. I don't even care that I'm exposed at being broken. When I saw people in this world being at peace, you know, some people was like, well, I'm facing eviction, and they're still sitting around laughing and hopeful. And they're like, well, God's going to make a way. And then 2 weeks later, God makes a way, but they knew it, that he would. I was like, man, I don't know what they're on. They're on some happy juice, some happy pills, but I wanted whatever they had. And I got into a church community of believers that truly believed. I walked into a church community that did not look like me. And when I walked in, they were looking at me and you could tell that they were so shocked. But I just drove to a church that was down the street. And when I walked in, it happened to be people that did not look like me. But I watched those men love their wives. I watched grown men cry as they were sharing the Bible and just thanking God for how good God is. And I'm like, man, I've never seen grown men cry about the Bible. I never seen grown men cry because a sinner wanted to know about God. I never seen a group of people in the world that can love my brown skin, because the world told me that that said group of people could not love me. But those people that were loving me were those of light affliction. That racism was light work for God. They weren't hell bound to racism. They weren't hell bound to self-hate. So they weren't able to reflect history of trauma on me. And it was there in that small church that I was able to crawl to God, that I was able to cry out to God. And where that's the place where my outward man began to perish. And those people came in and they embraced my kids. Oh my God, they did. And I had to move that city because God moved me to Chattanooga. And I still to this day, I miss that church because I don't even think they knew how much they meant to me. It meant everything to have acceptance in my brokenness. And so for those of you that are in a place of unknowing of what's happening in your life, I want you to know that God cares for you, about you, and God is prepared to take away that heavy affliction. And God wants you to get over to a place of seeing God, you know, treat that heavy affliction and make it light work. Now, the reason why we still have light affliction is because God is revealing himself to us. Right? We need to be afflicted because Jesus was afflicted. Again, he was not a sinner. There has to be some level of consequences. Come on, somebody. Because we were forgiven for our sins, our past, present, and future sins. So we need to be like, God disciplines the one that he loves. So we just, that light affliction is sometimes chastisement, or it's just coming into a new knowing of who God is. So that you can come back and teach your brothers and sisters in Christ. So I'm sorry for whatever hurt you. But whoever hurt you, they disturbed your spirit in a way for you to draw closer to God. Not for you to continue to run away. When you are in a place where you can't find one good person in your life, that's a good place to be. It's when I had no one where I found God. Because when you have every person in your life playing a God role, how can you find God? When everyone is making excuses for your poor decisions, how can you find God if you don't get to a place of needing to repent? See, I found God when I did not find good in me. And sometimes we have to be honest that sometimes we're not good for ourselves. We're just projecting that we're goodness. And until we get to a place of ownership and accountability to say, man, I'm failing my family because, man, I refuse to submit. I want everyone to submit to my authority. But where is my authority submitted to something? And see, all this Christ lifestyle, all that means is that we are saying to God that I get it wrong, God. I'm more wrong than I am right. But where I'm wrong, I'm willing to go through some light affliction so you could show me a better way. And as God is showing you a better way, he's actually healing your family, your bloodline, so you're not without anything. Okay, so I hope all of this makes sense because, guys, I do not come here to labor in vain. I come here to reveal that the Lord reigns and rules in my life. Yes, it hurts when I'm corrected. But, you know, when you're corrected by your mother or father, you know that they love you. Stop running away from God when God corrects you. Stop running away from God when you read in the Bible, it says you can't do said thing anymore. Why do you want to hang on to what's not good for you? And why don't you want to, you know, look like God? That lets you know that spirit of whatever you're doing has such a stronghold over you that you rather hold on to a dark spirit. Meaning that you rather hold on to your heavy affliction to appease the people around you to say, man, see, you know, I'm strong enough. I done went through all this hell, but, you know, no one ever came to help me. That sounds crazy. Why not have God help you with your burdens? Come on, man. We have to be wiser with this life because we don't know what's coming next. And I want every person that listens to this, I want you to move over to your light affliction. Because when we are in day, when we are in light, our light affliction is working for us. I want us to get back to our full strength. All right? And so I am called to be fishermen of men. And I take what God is asking me, I take that seriously because I truly love him. Okay. And I am honored to be God's queen, lady, honey. It brings me great joy. So if this is your first time, go back and listen to a different episode. All right. And if you have been sticking here for a while, don't just listen. How have you been changed? Be made over. Have your mind renewed. Ask God to have a clean heart. Ask God of how you're holding on to your burden. Turn that heavy affliction over to light affliction. That way that you can enjoy life again. Because light affliction is right around the corner. I want us to be prepared. God, I just thank you for allowing me to be your queen, lady, honey. Thank you guys for tuning in. And in closing, I like to freestyle. Father God, it's been an honor to be your child of God. And so here I am, and as I'm listening to these words, I get to see how far you have moved me away from my old self. I thank you for destabilizing all of the systems in my mind that thought that all I needed was me. God, I thank you for crawling inside of me and making new paths to reroute me to everlasting life. And God, I just thank you for your everlasting love. I know I'm not the easiest to love, but God, I know that I am worth it. So if you could continue to show me that I am worthy, I will continue to devote my words, my lifestyle to you. And to all of you, I want to thank you for tuning into this podcast called Here to Grow with Honey. I'm so honored. And until next time, I want you to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged.